An earthquake rocks a children's ministry in Indonesia. Tent cities are a glaring reminder of Haiti's disaster 2 years ago today. And how should Christians respond as rebuilding needs abound in an earthquake zone? These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A 7.3 magnitude earthquake struck near Banda Aceh, Indonesia yesterday. While there was no tsunami, Compassion International's Kathy Redmond says they're still waiting on word from their teams. Because their work is in Jakarta, she's not expecting to see much in the way of damage. Still,
the issue that might cause some concern is whether this 7.3 magnitude earthquake is a precursor to something else, what the aftershocks might bring. These people in Indonesia are used to disaster, so I think their readiness is okay.
Compassion works through the local churches. They're ready to respond when disaster strikes.
That church works around the clock, and especially in times of crisis or disaster, that's when it opens its doors. That's when it has the water and the blankets and the food, the medicine, things like that. So people are able to go to the church and get their needs met. And at the same time, they do find the love of Christ there in that church.
Meanwhile, 2 years ago today, a 7.0 magnitude earthquake tore through Haiti, killing hundreds of thousands. Thousands more were left homeless. After 24 months of recovery, there are still over 500,000 people living in tents and on the streets. 50 of those individuals are orphans who lost their orphanage in the quake. After 2 years, says Ron Gunter with Orphan's Heart,
they're still living in tents on the ground. In some very, very substandard conditions. Our priority is to get them out of those tents as quickly as possible.
Orphan's Heart has taken up the cause and is now in the first phase of building. The new orphanage will accommodate 90 children and a school. The kids and staff will even have opportunities to share God's love with the community. Resources are needed, though.
We're calculating with everything that we're doing that we're looking at probably in the neighborhood of $450,000 to $500,000 for the entire project.
Visit our website to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. 2 years after a massive quake flattened Port-au-Prince, some Haitians have experienced a paradigm shift in thinking. According to Ron Spark, spokesman for Baptist Haiti Mission,
there has been a renewed and a refreshed and an ongoing energy provided to the evangelistic outreach of the Haitian church itself. Really a revitalized evangelistic outreach.
While there are many reports about the painstakingly slow pace of recovery, the story of renewal extends beyond the physical landscape of the quake center and tent cities.
There have been hundreds of professions of faith, new believers, through the opened hearts and minds that happened after the earthquake. On the rebuilding side, there have been dozens of homes rebuilt. Some 50 churches and 50 schools have been rebuilt or repaired. Our conference center on the main mission campus there has been rebuilt.
There's so much left to do. There are several suggestions as to how you can help at our website. And the slow process of recovery is discouraging Haitians. International Aid's Brian Barker says although there has been progress, when he was last in Haiti in December,
there was some cleanups and some construction projects that I noticed underway. But as a general overview of Port-au-Prince, the roads are still damaged and there's still a lot of work to be done.
Homes and businesses are demolished, but the hospitals are still recovering too. International Aid has been working mainly to resupply hospitals by providing repair kits and training for damaged equipment. Barker says the goal is to provide sustainable materials so the hospitals can function with little assistance. They're also able to share the hope of Christ. Haitians are grateful, but Barker says many wish their nation would take over the recovery process. For a discouraged Haiti now, 2 years post-quake,
prayers certainly the most important part of it.
Keep praying for Haiti, especially on this anniversary. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Churches are always looking for a great missions resource. How about our Mission Network News monthly bulletin inserts? Up-to-date news and information to help get your friends out of the pew and actively involved in outreach. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.